we're celebrating three generations of Schoonmakers in the choir. Can we have the Schoonmaker clan stand up? Schoonmakers. Earlier this year, I was visiting with a wonderful member of our church, Glo Delamar. And Glo reminded me of a Christmas tale which has been touching hearts for almost 100 years now. Some Christmas stories never get old. It was 1914, and the First World War was raging. The Germans were making crushing advances, and the English were giving everything they had to hold the line in different places, including near the edge of the English Channel. When machine gun fire mercifully went silent, soldiers slumped in the muddy trenches to rest. Feet were soaking wet, hands and ears were frozen. Backaches were welcome distractions from the heartaches of missing home. Hope for reuniting with family over the holidays had disappeared just like the last clean pair of socks. The good news on that Christmas Eve was the dreary weather was clearing, and many of the soldiers on both sides of the line had received care packages with home, with a little bit of food or some little token of a gift. But still, the waiting was a terrible thing. Every man knew that the soldiers lying on the other side of the field could make the next move at any time. The last months and days of sniping and artillery shelling made sure nobody forgot that reality. Then something amazing happened. The Germans did make the first move, but it wasn't what anyone expected. They delivered a chocolate cake to the British soldiers with a note proposing a ceasefire. The British agreed and sent back a big pouch of tobacco with their reply. Then the British soldiers heard singing. They did not understand those words, but they did know that song. Hearts filled with joy as the two sides sang back and forth to and with one another. Soon after, the soldiers did the unthinkable. They walked out of their trenches, making themselves completely vulnerable, and met each other in the middle of no man's land. There, the two armies mingled, exchanging little gifts, sharing photos of loved ones, drinking beer and playing soccer together. High command officials on both sides opposed what was happening, but on that sacred Christmas, the interactions of goodwill spread up and down 27 miles of the battle line until the break of dawn. Many small pockets of soldiers had the heart and the willpower to interrupt violence and make peace, even for a short period of time. And that's a Christmas story. Of course, tonight, we here gathered feel deep sadness that this type of peacemaking did not happen before the tragic shootings at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Oh, what we would give if somehow somebody could have interrupted that young man before he did what he did. And for that matter, we're sad that this type of peacemaking has not interrupted the approximately 45 murders that happen every day in the United States of America. Oh yes, my friends, I believe very deeply that on this night we need Christmas. Now, I want to admit that over the years, a lifetime Unitarian Universalist, it's not uncommon for me, I'm sure many of you get the same thing. Kent, you're a Unitarian Universalist. Why do you celebrate Christmas? Do you get the phone message, hey, I don't know what you're going to be doing with all the atheists and agnostics on Christmas, but Merry Christmas. My response when we get into the conversation is I really do believe in the power of Christmas. That being said, I also share that personally, I do not believe that Christmas marks the birth of a baby who was more holy than other children. I believe, and I know many of us do, every moment a child is born is a holy moment. Every child is holy. And I also believe that Christmas contains a deeply powerful story and mythology with real power for transforming lives. I imagine those English and German soldiers would agree. Here's the reality of life. When things are at their darkest, light does come. When people are given an opportunity, they can and often will make room for the holy to happen. Just like the innkeeper and his family provided Mary and Joseph a place to rest and have their baby, the soldiers made room for the holy. This is the kind of Christmas we need, not just because we, many of us, feel our nation is in the trenches of senseless violence, but many of us, I know so many folks, can identify with feeling ourselves in the trenches amidst stress, worry, anger, despair. I claim that in our depths, we all know the need and power of Christmas. In our hearts, we know of this inextinguishable light which exists in us and around us. With awe, we often witness people kindling this light. The outpourings of support to the people of the Sandy Hook communities have been tremendous. Folks brought healing dogs from Chicago. Every funeral was paid for by people all over the world. Toys and gifts have overflooded the neighborhood. People around the country have been calling the restaurants in the area saying, put the next $2,000 on my credit card. Everybody who comes next eats free on me. The 26 Acts of Kindness campaign went viral. I suggest that tonight, if you have not done so already, we all commit to this effort of each and every one of us engaging in 26 acts of kindness to honor the people who died at the school. In the campaign, folks have been donating trees, delivering meals, helping strangers short on cash in the checkout line, anonymously leaving money at a coworker's desk because they knew they were going through struggles, donating frequent flyer miles to different good foundations. We here in our church have been giving money to the employees of the neighborhood interfaith movement who got laid off last month. We're donating all kinds of clothes to folks in need. Tonight we support our homeless ministry, on and on. I want to hear your stories. Let's engage in random acts of kindness, 26 apiece. There's a lot of power to that. On this Christmas night, let's all commit to being part of the solution of raising up our nation to do a much better job of taking care of folks with mental illness. On this Christmas night, let's all commit to being part of the solution of reducing violence in our nation, growing peace, Check out the movie The Interrupters. My colleague Joan put me onto it. This is about folks who have been in gangs and done prison time in Chicago, who are going block to block in at-risk neighborhoods in attempts to interrupt violence with peacemaking. We can do this type of interrupting, like the soldiers did on that night, with any negative physical, emotional, or verbal patterns around us. Somebody proposed this week that we put armed guards in every school in America. I prefer another proposal one of the choir members passed on to me. Let's place a teacher in every gun store. Let's get that done. Let's have Vice President Biden put that on his list. We need Christmas miracles. We need this night to help us give birth to our best selves. And we need to do our part to interrupt negativity and make space for the holy to enter into our lives. When we do our part intentionally and collectively, it is real and it is powerful. Take a pause. Listen to that old, old music and take a risk. You can help to make Christmas happen. Believe me, we need you.